And Donnell in our KUTX Studio 1A and playing the piano piece by Sibelius. It's a romance in D flat and takes you from the intimate and through the grandiose and then back to the intimate again. Yeah. It's wonderful. And Anton, just to hear you play the piano is just so rewarding in so many ways.
Oh, you're thanks,
just,
John.
You got all the nuances down and your fingers can do just anything.
Well, the two of us go way back, you know. I still remember coming to your studio in the mid-80s when I was here the first time.
Right.
We've done a lot of stuff together. It's been so great.
Yep, yep. And it's still fun. And you just look happier than ever. I'm just so delighted to have your smiling face
Thank
here.
Thank you. You know, life is good.
Life is good.
Absolutely.
Okay. And as long as there are pianos around, and that, guess what? The Long Center, Dell Hall, has a big fancy piano. And Brady... Tell us about Anton at the Long Center.
Well, he will be performing a solo recital this Sunday, November 11th at 3 p.m. And as you just heard some of the program, it's going to be a lovely way to spend a Sunday afternoon. So we're very excited.
And you can get your tickets through thelongcenter.org.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. Okay, one more piece, Anton.
Absolutely. This is something fun. It's a prelude by Debussy. This opens the program, actually. It's from the second book. It's called General Levine, Eccentric, who's this character called Ed Levine, who's an American clown that performed in Paris, who Debussy saw. He sort of did things like walk on stilts and play the piano with his toes. A very amusing character. And
All right.
The piece, it's like a little cakewalk. It's very fun.
Okay.